After countless steps and more than a few miles, your dog drives you forward one last time to make that final climb. And as the rising sun peeks out from the horizon, you know, incredible happens here because it starts here with the fuel that makes it all possible. Pro Plan Sport. Discover advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours at ProPlanSport.com.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi? And yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi. Hello.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm DD.
This is episode 181 of the
181.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Episode 181. We're back for another week.
We're like 19 weeks shy of 200 episodes.
That's insane.
That is.
We got to do something like live for the people so they can see yes for 300 episodes.
Yeah, we got 19 weeks to plan it, probably longer than us.
And I'm like, how long is 19 weeks?
Well, we've been consistent with these episodes now, week after week. I think we only took a break for Christmas.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Yeah. Yeah, summer's a ways away. So we got 19 weeks to figure it out.
Well, child, I hope I get here because I'm so tired of this fucking snow in New York.
I'm so over it. We were talking about earlier how no one looks at the weather. So, cause you don't have to go anywhere. And I saw on Twitter, someone was like, it's snowing again. And I literally just looked to my right and was like, you have got to be kidding me. Like, I'm so over this. And then it turned into, I never go out during the day and I actually had to go out today. And then it turned into like, sleet, like rain.
Mm-hmm. It was rain after a while. I was like, what in the weather is happening today?
Yeah, I was over it. Like, I was so over it.
It's payback for last year because we didn't get no snow last year. So here we go.
The earth is just like resting so much. It doesn't know what to do. It's like all of the pollution is not as bad and it's just going haywire.
Wait, the earth need pollution?
No, but this is like, seriously. What is
you're saying because it's weaning itself off of the pollution.
Yes.
Like a drug addict, like coming out. Okay.
It's giving withdrawal.
It has withdrawal. Yeah.
It's giving the crackhead itch.
I don't know the exact, like, you know, but apparently I believe there's more condensation in the air, which is creating all snow everywhere.
Okay. Come on, Dr. Fauci.
I know. Okay. I actually had this conversation just in like passing. I was like, and it made sense to me. I was like, sure. And then I actually saw it on New York Times. I was like, oh, okay. I knew that.
Wow.
You know how like the streams are clear, like all the stuff is just like clearing up more. But I believe it was like more condensation. So I mean, like Texas with all that snow, it's just like it's crazy.
Girls down there.
It was a mess. They were not prepared at all, and nobody was helping them.
At all, like.
But you know who was? Beyonce.
And Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah, I'm like, what did she do?
What Beyonce did?
Yeah.
Like, besides freeze Texas, so motherfuckers are by the icy park.
Yeah, right. Which I'll
be good did.
Which I'll never.
Right, I literally, it was that. Be good.
What be good what? Did?
Wait, T, you're not buying icy park?
Never again. No. No, I'm not like a fucking sneaker. I don't like
that
stuff
shit
like
is
that
aggravating.
Anyway. And to have to like go through all of that, this is my least favorite collection. And so I think that's even more of the reason why I was pissed off to like put in all your information and then, you know, in 1 second it's sold out. It's like, what was the reason? What is the reason?
Yeah, you get your hopes up.
Yeah. And then you don't get it. Like, I don't have time to shop like that. I don't care that much about this shit. So I was like, never again.
Y'all should really be in our group text. Like, we had this group chat and T was literally going off about checking out and getting this blue latex.
Not even blue latex. It was like knit. And then
the blue latex.
And no, and the other thing, no,
I like the little blue latex, but I couldn't get that one.
Yeah, I was saying, I don't. I don't have the body for latex. I have too much cellulite. Because that's the other thing. I don't like that Beyonce, I get it, but like everything looks really good on Beyonce. And so when the first time I went to the site, that was the first time I really actually like, I feel like seeing the clothes. So when she comes on the screen, you know, everything looks great and it looks amazing. And then you flip to the other girl that has the regular size body. And I was like, oh, hell no. I could see her cellulite. Like, no. Yes, I need you to have the normal girls do it. Like, just have the normal girls model the clothes. We're going to buy it anyway.
You can't have Beyonce model the clothes.
No, they look, and I was
it's
like,
not fair.
It literally looks like what I ordered, what I got. Like, y'all not setting me up. Yeah. That shit ain't even.
And this is not even like skinny Beyonce. This is thick Beyonce, too. It's still not, she's still shitting on everyone. It's not fair. No,
and I love thick Beyonce. So I think
I love thick Beyonce.
Like, and it's still Beyonce. Like, Beyonce can be 500 right. pounds and still look good. That's why I was like, oh no,
this bitch, is facts.
Never, ever get me again. She's done.
Child, she was
showing
that
ass. She
gets
me every time.
She was showing that ass all over my timeline. I was like, oh, okay. What
it's sick.
It's coming out.
It's sick.
Icy Park. Okay.
So I know no one ever likes to talk about this, and it's like so taboo.
Uh-oh.
But y'all think she got a little nip, a little tuck.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. The fuck?
Hell the fuck yeah.
She's going to be 40 this year.
No. Not even that. She had like 4 fucking kids. Like,
yeah,
right. Uh-huh. I love that we
can be. She sure the fuck did.
Yeah, uh-huh. I do. I love that we can be honest about this because I'm like somebody was ready to
them,
get
them,
me, like,
them BBL hips.
Yeah, and I think she's already hippie. So
she
like,
is. She is, but she used to have a little hip dip.
Yeah, it's not. What is a hip dip? I still don't know what that is.
It's like where your hips aren't just naturally round. Some women are blessed where it's like that, but they're probably more like box than they are like really, really round. Like they go in a little bit slightly based off of like your hip joint where you're like, yeah, I guess like where your top thigh bone would like meet. So yeah, some women do have that, which I think Beyonce naturally sort of had the closest, but if you look at back at her old stuff, you can just see it. You can clock the work. But it's great. It's amazing great. Work.
It's beautiful.
Nobody cares.
I want it. Yeah, shit.
Nobody cares. I just hate how you. It's like you can't even have a conversation.
You said it was somebody going up about it?
Wait, yeah, what? Like he didn't have it. I was in the gym. It was a session. And I was like,
lying about that now.
Yeah, and it was like, me and the trainer were looking like, yeah, she did. I don't
I mean she that. May very well probably works out every day, but like still like I'm sorry, something it's something different.
Yeah, all especially at this rate. Like I was out last night and granted it was a very like Latin-esque bar, but I think I was with 2 other girls and we were like the only ones with fake butts. When I said like one of the girls' asses lip was like the size of a sink. Like what? It was so big. That it's so, I said, no, seriously, in the next 5 years, everybody's body is going to look exactly alike. I mean, I think last week I was in the mall and it was like a pet store. The girl came to like feed the puppies because, you know, it's like a pet store that you can obviously see in the mall. And her body was done. And I'm like, you work at the pet store and your body is done. These girls are not working.
Not the pet store. Oh, the she just store. Knows she about to get picked up. Like somebody about to drop off a dog or something.
I was in the nail salon one Saturday and everybody's body in there was fucking done. And I was like, you know what? I also live in Los Angeles, but I was like, you know what? I'm playing small. I'm playing small.
You're not playing fair no more.
No, fuck that.
Oh yeah, no. I'm
fuck that. I don't have that many summers left to be young and beautiful.
Yeah, like, exactly.
When you think about it, like we only have so many summers left to be young and fucking beautiful before it looks bad. Like, bitch, you're 47. You should probably sit down. You know, like yeah. I'm not trying to be that. So I have to be I have to move expeditiously.
Okay, I'm here for it.
Yeah,
yeah.
No,
because I want a flat stomach so bad, but you know, here we are.
Just.
They can suck it out of me for all I care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why not?
And you can work from home. It's the perfect time.
I feel like it really is.
We talk about plastic surgery way too much on here to not
at
have
least
like
once a
surgeon.
Week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like someone on like
somebody come on.
I'm actually sick of talking about it because I want it so bad. And I talk about it in my conversation. I probably talk about it like 3 times a week. And a bitch ain't never, I need to find. So it's like Kim's doctor is like Dr. Goop something, begins with a G.
Mm. Well, I mean, her doctor's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's probably like, and then apparently Drea's doctor is somebody else's doctor. I can't remember.
We got to find Drea's doctor. That's the one.
Yeah. Her work looks amazing.
It's top notch.
Yeah. That's the one in the two.
I wonder who did hers.
Mm. But speaking of Kim, you saw Kim and Kanye got a divorce, child.
So yeah. I thought they were already divorced.
I mean, I don't.
Well, I think you saw what I saw on Twitter a few weeks back where there was rumblings and some news source, you know, it wasn't TMZ, but they were somewhat like credible.
It's
they
happening.
Talked about it got first. It. Yeah.
Okay.
And then TMZ, you know, confirmed it. Yeah, so I think that's probably why we're. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because when it happened, I was like, I thought they already got or were in the process of getting a divorce. So maybe it was just the rumbling that made it seem real.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I think she got what she wanted. She got her, you know, 7 black children by a seemingly reputable poppin' black man that obviously, you know, has his fair share of issues now, but then and not for nothing, I feel like she actually tried. Like, they were together for a really long time.
I really think, after a while, because I wasn't a fan of them being together at first, but after a while, I was like, yeah, nah.
In the beginning, you were?
I was not.
No, I meant Daryl. Like, yeah, I don't, it just seems so contrived.
It was incredibly contrived, but after a while it was like, oh shit, they must really love each other. Oh shit, they really do. And then it was just like, okay, you know what, damn it, go on off y'all done built y'all cute little family, your kids are adorable, you done talk some sense into Kim, now y'all done flip flop. I don't know, I like her more than I like your black ass, you know. It was just like, wow,
they definitely flip-flopped.
They did. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's still appropriate like a motherfucker, but at least she give back.
She do?
She get motherfuckers out of jail.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
That's a form of giving back. I can't get nobody out of jail. Shit, I can just put some money on your books. That's it.
Kim the activist. Yeah, I think Kanye is just in like a really bad way, honestly. Like, I really do hope he gets whatever the help he needs, because I feel like this is going to send him even more into a spiral than it already has.
I know. I hope not.
Like, imagine the music like that's going to... I don't even know what it would sound like, whatever would come post this.
Right. Because I just remember that Ye album and I was like, yeah, I think I'm good on that.
Exactly. Like,
I still never hit play on that shit.
I heard the first song and I think like the one with Cudi, I think play. It's called Ghost something, and like I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, there's a song called All Mine I like, but yeah, it's I'm never like, let me go put on that album or anything like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've said that before, I'm never giving Kanye up. It's just not happening. So he can't do anything else to make me really eat my words, but
yeah,
it's not.
Well, I was real mad at him, but I gave up R. Kelly, so shit.
Yeah, because I feel right. People was, oh yeah, it was like the slavery was a choice. I was like, when did we give up on Kanye?
Slavery was a choice, but I had to pause some streams for a minute, child. You weren't about to get, that was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy. I ain't buying no new merch. I'm not buying shit from that man. Now you can get a stream, but you ain't getting no more of my coins.
Oh, yeah, no, no, no.
It ain't no coming back from that.
No.
I ain't buying nothing Yeezy.
No, yeah. Nothing.
I wear my shit that I already have.
And I start wearing
I never had any Yeezys. I just have tour shirts. I got on a tour shirt now, but that's it.
Yeah, no, definitely not. So not buying anything. That's for damn sure.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Well, you know who else is getting money? Jay-Z. He's gonna sell 50% of Ace of Spades to Moet.
Where did he even buy Ace of Spades from? I don't even think I've ever had it.
I don't think I've ever seen it in a store.
That's what I'm saying.
I have.
They sell never... it in the bulletproof stores.
Mm, right next to the Dom. I've never looked. Never bought Dom. I still buy $6 champagne, so I wouldn't know.
And then if I do go expensive, I would get Moet. Like, that would be my thought. Is Moet versus Dom or...
Yeah, and I think, right.
The funny thing, though, is that LVMH now owns all of those. Like, they own Dom, they own Vogue, they own Moet, they own Ace. So the partnership, to me, I think was pretty genius, because they're going to be able to grow the brand like exponentially more than what he could have done at his own, but he already grew it a lot. So now it's just
girls. How much, look at me, I'm like, how much is it? Yeah, because like you said, I mean, if I'm buying anything, I'm going to buy.
It's like $250 a bottle.
It's something like that. Actually, I think it's a little bit more than Dom, I want to say, or they're at the same price point.
I will continue to drink my Vuv, however.
Yeah, the lady is the girl.
Like,
but I do love Dom. If you bring a Dom to the party, then.
Oh, it's giving money. I got the LaMarca, y'all.
Oh, I have four bottles of LaMarca in my house right now. Oh, it's $300.
Yeah.
Ooh. And Dom is $350. Oh, I did not know that Dom was Moet Hennessy. Okay.
Yes.
But there's a Vuv that is $600. I'm assuming that's the year. Wow.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, no. I'm okay.
My shit is Moet on Ice Imperial. Oh my gosh, so good!
That was my first time when we had it on vacation. I never had it before.
That's amazing. Moet
Imperial is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's good. I can't keep up with all them things. Yeah, Jay-Z's just so goddamn rich. I can't keep up.
He's so rich.
Like the Lord, the Basquiat.
The thing is that when you're able to, when you just amass a certain amount of wealth, it's nothing to just quadruple it, because that's literally all the fuck he's doing. He's not a mastermind of anything at this point. It's literally just, what business do I have going, and how can I make this business work more?
Yeah.
Who can I even partner with to get more bread? That's what all them rich motherfuckers do. And
we need his financial advisor to teach a class.
Yeah.
Like, I just want a stimmy. Just give me a little $1,400. Like, give the people student debt relief, like something.
Like, give it. Like,
and you know what?
Go ahead, baby.
I just thought about it. He has this deal now with LVMH. He still has the Doucet deal with Bacardi. So he has two, and they're like competitors. Because Hennessy, LVMH, Hennessy, and then Bacardi has Doucet. Yeah. It's like, wow, it's really fucking smart. Okay. I just thought about that. Like, damn, bro, what the fuck?
And it's also bringing culture to LVMH as well. Like, you know, when you look at the owners of the Moet Hennessy part of the brand, everybody's white and Italian.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's like, or French, I'm sorry. And then it's like, you're also buying this culture as well. I get it.
Yeah. So I just feel poor. That's why I said, give me $1,400. Like,
and student debt relief. Happy. Student loan debt relief.
Yeah. Because what did they say? Is Joe lying? Is he really telling the truth? Like, what's happening?
He's lying, bro.
Fuck Joe. Ooh, was never a fan. Y'all know from day one, was never a fan.
So but we now, didn't do it, Joe. We did not do it.
He got elected. That's what he did. He did some things. Let me not say that. But as it pertains to like what
people care about,
he ain't doing
okay. He's not.
And it's just like, and I feel like even the conversation about, you know, stimulus and all those, especially now that the vaccine is rolling out more people are starting to go back to work, quote unquote, I guess, you know, that's, they're going to continue to ride the fact that like, oh, we're arguing and then everybody going to be back to work and they're just going to be like, oh, never mind.
Next we did it.
Next right.
It's like, yeah. Oh, we did that.
Like, no.
You only can go up with the vaccine rollout and all of that. Like, it can't get worse. It could only get better kind of thing. So if you're using that as a way to kind of track your success, well, that ain't right. Like, right. What about the people who aren't working and still have to pay student loans once you reenact them? And I think it's like we have relief until September, and then you have to like start paying them again. Like,
so they put them on hold until September.
I have to call every month and request it again. Yours is automatic.
Yeah, because it's federal.
Mine is too. I guess.
Well, who is it? Nelnet?
Navient.
Oh, Vavian is playing. Yeah, they should just be able to do that till September.
Nope, I got to call every month, and I call every month.
As you should. Okay. I was just gonna say, as you should.
I'm not fucking paying that shit, bro.
No, they're never getting that money.
I've already started. I just give up.
I really hate this for us that, like, you have these bills, like most people don't even, you don't even, all that shit is a piece of paper. I'm gonna tell my kids, you better just lie, shit. You better take your ass to
I don't think I ever put a transcript.
Yeah. Baby, have you ever sent
I don't think I ever sent a transcript. Never. That shit is a high school diploma, bro. Fuck that college degree. That's some bullshit.
Like, imagine,
but I love Clark Atlanta. Don't ever get it twisted.
But it's like you're paying all that money for the college experience, not for anything else. Like, you know how you go, you
have to fill friends.
It up. That's it. Like, you know how you have to fill everything online. Like, and imagine having to send a screenshot of your diploma. Like, or degree. I don't even know if there's a difference with college.
You're right as well, because I have never done that before. So as you're saying, like, make the shit up, I could have easily made up the fact that I've gone to these schools. There's never been someone that's been like, hey, let me see if you actually got this MBA that you have. Like, no one has done that.
I'm sure maybe for like federal jobs and stuff like that, things that are actually like serious, maybe. Like, there's no background checks. You know what I mean? Like, you know what? I'm about to put a Harvard MBA. Literally, about to put Harvard, okay.
Next job, it'll be another alum. They could be like, "Oh my god, what class?"
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, "Class of." It was like it was during COVID, so you know, it's like it got lost in the sauce. I got it online actually, like School of Wharton. I don't even know what, where, how that is. I'm gonna just put some like prestigious school on my shit, like just to say I did it.
Man, fuck
if you're
bro.
Listening, if you're listening to this and you're like, you know, in college, finish. We ain't saying go out and lie in the workplace now, but wink, wink, they ain't checking.
Oh, I am. I'm talking about lie. Like, leave right now and go pursue whatever it is that you want to do so you can have a leg up on all the other people that are coming out of college. Lie. And just
I feel so bad for the people in college now. Like, I hope y'all not still playing full tuitions. And then you just, even still, you can't get that time back. Like, you literally lost damn near 2 years of school, like being on campus, living in the dorms, going to parties and all of that other fuck shit. I really feel sorry for
because but some schools are still in session. That's why I'm trying to figure out how they're doing that
in the South. Because I mean,
I can think up here there's even some schools like in New York that are open. Yeah, I just don't, like I said, I don't know how, if it's like, you know, one half, if they're doing it like some high schools that are still open, same thing, and some people go, some people don't. But yeah, I saw someone that like took their kid to a dorm like 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I was like, oh, wow. So there's still, you know, some schools are open or school is open or some are open.
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing like in-person instruction. Like you said, like, especially during those college years, not necessarily grad, but during undergrad, you know, just being on campus and having friends and having fun. It's not.
Yeah.
It does. This whole 2020 was just, everybody needs a do over in every aspect of life. Like,
and child, she said 2020, we in 2021, season two.
Season two, but imagine, but 2020 was, you know, most of this.
Right. Shit, that's still going on. I think it was only 4% of the US has been vaccinated or something crazy. So they still,
I'm on the waiting list.
You did sign up for it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't wait for them to tell me. Right, I can't wait for them to tell me because I'm gonna be up in there like, which arm?
Okay. Oh, I told you, my new hashtag is literally vaccine me, please. Like,
vaccine me, please.
I know a lot of people try to like fund, and I get it. You know, it is dangerous for other people if you're traveling and doing all that. But like, I live by myself, and this is what I have to do to keep my sanity. So, I'm gonna travel once a month. to, like I said, keep my sanity.
Yes, so as you should.
Yeah, so I actually, there's like certain hacks I've heard of that you can kind of go to get it. So I'm thinking about doing that. I don't know. I haven't even looked into any of this. So, and the crazier thing is in Bermuda, my grandmother and my grandfather have already had it both rounds, and everybody can, it's available for everybody. Like, not wow. just, you know, there's not these.
It's the US, child. We so fucking ghetto yeah. about ghetto. Everything.
Ghetto.
They hoarding it for the rich and the whites. That's okay. it. That's where it's going.
Like, but and I was talking about this yesterday. The craziest part is, remember when COVID first started, we said it was a white disease. And it's like, Black people not going to get it. And then it is.
Then we started dying.
Then it affects us the most. Now we can't get the cure. Like, this is, it's just.
And it took down our life expectancy more than it took down the white people.
Yeah.
Life
expectancy. It's giving autoimmune deficiency disease. Like, all of this is all the same thing.
Know. When was these tables going to turn, universe?
When?
No.
Black people been getting the shitty end of the stick for like 1,000 years, dog. When does that turn?
There was a meme on, I think it was on Twitter or Instagram, where I saw it. It was like Megan Thee Stallion. She was like drinking something, looking confused. And it was like, who decided that white people were the superior? Who was the person?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Who was the first person?
I don't know. Yeah.
Like, yeah, y'all are it. That's it right there.
Look, and I was like, Christianity? I don't know. I was just thinking about, I don't know why I just thought about Pocahontas and like John Smith and them was coming over. Trying
These
to tell
white men are dangerous.
Yeah, trying to tell Native Americans what they already knew. Like, what? Like, we actually have this pretty down packed. We're good over here, and here y'all come bringing y'all Christianity and your false views and your diseases.
Woo! That herpes was running, girl. That syphilis and smallpox or whatever the fuck they had,
but and wiped out like so many people. Like, Lord have mercy. Well, isn't it supposed to be? Wasn't it? I believe our 400 year time span has kind of like come to pass. Let me get. I'm gonna put my Hotep hat on for next week's episode, and I'm gonna put my little red eyes on. I'm gonna put my little kufi on.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna get my whole set shit on, because I've actually been looking this up, and I forgot that I was supposed to finish looking it up. Like, when our time, basically, you know, in the Bible, I think it was 400 years, and like I said, that 400 years should have this year should
the
have
the year
passed.
Jubilee.
So we'll see. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were saying that, and then it's also supposed to be the year of Aquarius, where the people rise up and come together. And yeah,
they were saying that about the Mayan calendar back in 2012. I ain't forget.
Right. Wait, I'm just like,
y'all remember that? It was like,
yes,
2012 was like a thing, and it was like, the Mayans gonna come back and rise up, y'all. And
no, I don't remember that.
It was giving crickets.
I'm dead. It was definitely crickets. I don't even recall.
Giving crickets for the girl.
I don't. They needed a publicist on the job, because I did not hear anything about Mayan revolution. Okay.
They needed a publicist.
They needed a new publicist for their activism.
That one missed you, sis.
Yeah. I don't know who we was gonna put in charge of that, but
Wait, y'all been catching up on Housewives of Atlanta.
Ciao. Mm. First of all, this season is terrible.
It's poor.
Andy and team. It's really bad. However, I will say, you made a strong, strong recovery in episode 10. Because I saw so much titties and ass within the first 5 minutes of viewing that I was pleasantly pleased. And you made it an extra 15 minutes long, too.
Seriously? It's a longer episode?
It's a little bit longer.
Wow.
Yeah, I got to like 59th minute. I was like, oh, it's not about to go off. Like,
oh, yeah. Wow. I'm going to catch up tonight. I'm so determined to finish. I think I have 3 episodes left. And I'm so determined to like catch up. So are they, all these episodes are then in South Carolina or wherever they are?
No, I think this is the third one, the third episode of them being in South Carolina.
But that's what I mean.
It's been like 3 or 4 episodes in South Carolina.
Oh, they are
really trying. Because it ain't shit going on.
They are really trying to stretch that shit out.
Like, they literally played, 2 weeks ago, they played the clip of the stripper from this week's episode as if he was going to be in the episode last week, and he wasn't. And we were like, well, what the fuck? What y'all doing? Like, y'all really don't have material. Y'all fine.
They dragged it.
Oh, they are really running out of content. Yeah, that I just realized that. I'm like, wait a minute. If I'm on in South Carolina and there's still all these South Carolina episodes, Lord have mercy.
And then realized that, Cynthia's wedding, I think, is like now a month later. So this is like technically, I guess, September. Whatever. So they'll probably end up cutting right to the wedding once we come back from.
Are they going on a break after this?
I don't know.
They shouldn't.
It's so dry. It's so dry.
I can say that. They need NeNe. Kenya is just, I know that she's going through things with her and Mark. And I feel so bad. Like, anytime I see something where it's like the husband has, you know, the episode I saw last night, Mark has never watched the child for 24 hours or like been alone
by himself
for 24 hours. Yeah. And I was like, that's crazy. Like, that is slavery.
First of all, it's enabling. You enable that man. I don't know their situation, but he should have some level of responsibility if he fathered that child, and he should be able to have them alone for longer than 24 hours. Like, that's crazy, especially since y'all aren't together. So at what point do you feel comfortable to leave the baby? Like, and the baby over one now, right? Like,
But I said the one thing.
That's his only baby. He had kids.
But then, but that tells me he probably wasn't taking care of those kids either. Literally, as soon as she said that, I was like, he also probably ain't never like taking care of his kids.
Probably not.
You know, a lot of men, it's just like, oh, I'm providing.
Wait till they like six.
Yeah. Or now, I think some men are literally like, no, I pay the bills and I provide. So I'm a father. Like, that is a father. I'm doing my job. You know, I'll check in every once in a while. But like, all of that. You know,
was desperate to get a baby, so desperate.
Yeah, exactly. So she probably
didn't give a fuck that he was going to be present or not.
She literally just wanted a sperm donor. So it didn't, you know, that's what she wanted. And that's essentially what she got. We don't know if he did or did
now
not.
Now she mad everybody in her village. Like, girl, bye.
Yeah. I said one thing that the girls get super pissed off about is do not bring them little babies on trips and everybody else can't bring their little babies.
But it's true. Like, I would never. If I were to have my kid, we're all, say the three of us go on the trip, and I'm gonna fly private with a nanny while I know G got Jesse, and just not tell her that I'm flying private. I got a nanny.
Yeah.
And my kid's gonna be in the house?
In the house.
Like, yeah. Nah.
And Candy baby younger than her baby.
Yeah, that's what she said. And Candy has two. Like, because Blaze is a baby.
Young kids. Yeah.
Because it made me think of Housewives of Potomac. Remember when
Ashley and
I was like a little light skinned girl. I was like, when she bought the baby, mm-hmm. and which recall was like crying and shit. Wendy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like,
point, it was the same point. Like literally,
the same
like,
point.
Yeah, that's why I said you cannot.
She like, I pumped around the clock for this trip.
Right. That's why I was like, oh, Lord, child. Like,
yeah, and it wasn't that you was on the private jet. I just wanted a crab cake.
That was such a tourist thing.
I don't know.
She got mad about the food.
The food. I don't know. I think I skipped an episode just to hurry up and expedite this. And I was like, did I miss that episode where she just wanted a crab cake?
Yes.
I think that's the first episode of South Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. I would want a crab cake too, Candy. I don't play with my food.
Candy is terrible, God.
She's terrible.
I don't understand how people can be friends with her.
She's terrible. And she, even in her redeeming qualities and when she tries to do something nice for somebody, it still somehow like reflects back on her for this like self-deserving.
Yeah.
Like, look at what I did for you or whatever. Like, when she ordered food for herself and did not ask anybody, talking about is food in there? Like, bitch, don't nobody want to cook on vacation?
Right.
Like,
why did
she really hit them with the spaghetti in there?
Like, she was like,
it's lunch meat. Like, what she lunch meat. To make a sandwich.
Like, and she had a po' boy, as Tanya said. I was like, it looked like a lobster roll, but whatever. Tell me, you have phones. I was like, oh, she's just so trifling. And her little her good girlfriend, aka lackey, Toya. I don't like her. She's such a mean girl.
She's a pick me.
She's such a pick me. Like, Why are you so concerned with Drew and her horrible fashions and wig? Just let her be.
Let her be.
Well, I feel like she's also, we got to remember two storylines as part of this as well. And
yeah.
I don't think that at that point of recording, filming, they knew who was going to actually get a peach. Like, because they both were very present on the show. And the same
right, and she don't have peach.
So it's almost like, I felt like she was picking on her because it's like, we both knew you're a little, in her mind, lesser than me. So let me just go after you because I don't know. All the rest of these girls have been on the show before. So
meanwhile, Drew said,
Right, yeah. Right.
No shade. And I don't think they should have given Drew a peach so early either.
They should not have given her a peach so early. Like that one little mess up with your husband. Yeah, that one little mess up with your husband wasn't enough, girl. That we way past that.
Yeah, she did. She definitely didn't deserve a peach. But you know who does have the good quality programming? Fucking OWN TV. Like,
she has. Can we clap it up for OWN? Little clap for OWN, please.
I know y'all are so tired of us talking about Ready to Love, but like, what? We've gotten to the other shows. So DJ, he watched one episode of Put a Ring on It. I finished the whole season. Love and Marriage, Huntsville, like him. Okay, so I'm watching season one midway through, and the one of the husbands on, he is so disgusting to me. He literally did not know his son had a peanut allergy. Like, he is the type of man, he's like, I provide. I don't have to.
Oh, hell no. Yeah. That's also that deep South shit too, yeah. Lord.
Oh, no, it's literally, she's a slave, like Letitia. She's literally a modern day slave. Like, that man had, she went to a meeting and he was like, oh, did you have fun on your little outing? You left me here stranded. I left you. You are
left, you.
Left you. 2 hours. He don't want her to have a career. Like, he's just so unbelievably chauvinistic. He makes me want to like throw my phone at the screen. It's starting to get a little slow. I'm like, damn, I feel like I've watched two episodes back to back. And I'm like, y'all need to make these episodes 30 minutes. I need to breeze through this.
She just going to stay with that man acting like that? She probably already knew he came like that.
Oh,
she
yeah, signed for sure. Up for
that right, shit. You know for that. Sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let me take my sympathy and put it right back in my pocket, child.
For sure. For
and
sure.
And then tried to come on the show to expose it. No. So, G, have you watched Put a Ring on It?
I have not.
Oh, girl.
My sister made fun of my... I guess it looks bad when you single and you watch all this content. I don't know. She was just like, damn, girl, like, are you okay? I was like, I like the show. Like, I felt personally attacked.
I didn't either. Yeah. No,
she made me feel like I was like desperate. And I was like, okay, well, let me.
No, it's just TV.
That's what I said.
It's entertaining. Like, I literally, last night we were going to watch like a drama, like something on Amazon, like this show. And I was like, I actually want to watch something reality spicy TV. Let's put a ring on it. Like, I just needed something like, you know, with like some real situations and people. But the premise of the show is that there are three couples and they're on the brink of, I guess, getting married. But like either partner isn't necessarily being like, okay, let's do it. Let's get married. Mm-hmm. So the therapist on the show decides that they should all date other people in order to figure out if they should get married. Hot mess. Hot mess ensues. So all the couples literally go on these dates and I'm like, I don't know that I would be okay with this. Like, I guess I'd be fine. Like, I know he's gonna come back home. Like, <what?
laughs> that one is tough. That one was a little like rocky for me watching, not even gonna lie.
Like, I was like, I mean, I guess, you know, if he went on a date with somebody else, like, okay, cute.
Here was my thing. It's the premise of the show. So, you know, you kind of like know, then you know what you sign up for.
Right.
But I think it is so dangerous to invite other people, like willingly invite other people into your relationship, because it's like, so basically it is one person that really wants to get married. Cause remember, like the two is the woman and the one is the guy, but anywho,
right.
You know, there's always going to be one person that's like not even 1 foot out, 1 foot in, but like they're hesitant. So you bring in some new energy and you bring in something new and it's like the grass always going to look greener, you know, especially while y'all like going through it. When it's, you've done, you know, one couple have been together for like 7 years. Mm. They agreed, they got engaged, was super gung ho. And then he's like, oh, I'm not ready. and then mm-hmm. would get, so they would break up and then get back. And he basically did this for like three times. So there's also reasons behind like why they have not basically gotten what married. The hell? Yeah. So, you know, you, like I said, you bring somebody new into it and it's like, it's also tough because what if I leave my significant other for you, but I don't really even, I don't know you that well to even know if we're going to work like relationship wise. Right. So now I've just given up my whole relationship. So it's a real, and I think the therapist on there is amazing. Like
she does a great job.
I'm trying to find her. She does an amazing job of making both parties also see like the other side of what someone else would be thinking, or what is this your shit or is this her shit? So yeah, that's why I said I think it's like just like good quality TV. Like yeah, it's really good. It definitely makes you think about some things though.
It makes you think about things. It makes you, I mean, you can even do it from a friendship level as well, and just like things that you know that you wouldn't want or things that you would want in your relationship. I don't think it's something of like looking at those type of shows and being like, okay, I need to be married or I need to be in a relationship. I don't think it's that, G. So watch the show, sis.
Oh no, I'm going to watch it. I just was like, all right, maybe I'll slow down on my love content. Like, mm-hmm. digesting nothing but this shit. So
I talk about Ready to Love. I
started reading.
Now that's good. Yeah,
that's good.
Because I talk about Ready to Love with everybody that I'm like, I had two of my homegirls yesterday. I was like, go home and start it tonight. Like,
well, yeah. You know, I finished that already. Yeah, after all love, the seasons.
Yeah. No, but to your point, Didi, like Marriageville, Huntsville, I was like, oh, or Love and Marriage. I'm called Marriageville, Love and Marriage. Definitely, I was like, oh no, some of this shit would not.
Right, that's just like not as non-negotiable. It's not something that I would want, but like these are real life situations, and so
yeah,
seeing them play out, you know, things that you don't want in your relationship.
Well, and I think with Put a Ring on It, like I said, it kind of shows like, can you develop feelings for someone else while you're still with your significant other? I think it kind of poses the question like, can you love two people at the same time?
I'm always going to say no. I don't think you can. I think love is energy, and that when you give that energy to some one person, you can't give that same energy to somebody else. It's not never going to be equal. You cannot love two people at the same time. I don't think so. I think everything else is lust. I don't think it's love.
One is, so it's like 30% lust and other yeah. percent love. G, what you think?
I think you can. I think you can love two people at the same time. Now, be in love.
See, now.
There are two different things. There's
being in love. Yeah, no, can you be in love with two people?
I've never been in love with two people at the same time. However, it's not beneath me to believe that it can't happen. I don't know that I am one of those people who is capable of experiencing that. I seem to love very differently than a lot of people, I guess. But I do think that it's possible. I feel like somebody possibly can experience that. There's polyamorous people and they, you know, they say that they experience and feel love and sex and all of these things. I feel like it possibly could. I could not do it though. Not be in yeah. love. I can mm-hmm. love two people at the same time for sure, because you love them for different reasons.
Well, I guess what's the difference with that though? Like, I feel like, you know, there's different types of love, but they're still in love.
What's the difference between being in love and just loving somebody?
I mean, if you say you can love two people, but then mm-hmm. you are unsure about the in love. But so is that love, that is it like surface love or is it like mm-mm. real, or that's what I'm saying. Are they different?
No, like- I don't, no person. If you talk to anyone who's been in a relationship for a long time, they will tell you, I was not always in love with this person. Being in love is that cloud nine. It's that gushy, that romantic. It's that romanticized, elegant, lovely butterfly feeling that you get with this person. It is not that underbelly, like rooted. You choose to love somebody. You make a choice to love them.
Yeah.
Honestly, in my opinion, love and being in love, I'd rather you love me. I think being in love is beautiful. And I hope to experience that again at some point in my life. But to love somebody, that is a commitment. That is a choice. That is like, I wake up and I am committed to you. I'm committed to loving you. And I do think that you can do that with multiple people because you love them in different ways. Mm-hmm. You may love one person because they pay all your bills or whatever. Like, I hate to just make it that, like, but that was just immediately where my mind went to.
Like, more transactional.
But you may have somebody who's just really your support system. They just are there for you. I don't know. Like, I feel like it's possible.
Yeah. So I think it's like that. Like you said, I don't think that's in love. I do think that in love, though, is still like the ugly, like we're not getting along. I actually think it covers the full gamut of I fucking hate you today, but mm-hmm. we're here. I don't
But I love you at the
But I love you. And then the like, and obviously like the butterflies and the like the gushy, mushy stuff is like inclusive of that. But I feel like it's a little bit of everything. And then on those days where it's like, I really fucking hate you. It's like, I'm literally only here because I love you. Not because I like you, because I don't even like you right now. I'm the only thing holding us together. Because
you're in love with that person?
I think that's still in love. I do. I think that is still like,
well, trials and tribulations. I agree with that, because if you get to that point and you still in love, but the minute you not in love, now you're making a choice. Do I want to stay with you and be with you? Am I committed to this love? Because I'm not in love with you no more.
But that's what I'm saying. I think because I'm thinking that, like, you need to break up to me. If you're not in love with someone, like, just because you have a bad day, it doesn't, like I said, it means I like you less.
Don't think that the conversations that I've had with people who have had long-standing relationships, they say it is not in love that make you stay with somebody. And I just believe that. Because the moments that being in love for me has been fleeting, you know? And so I need to have something a little bit more substantial. Being in love is a beautiful thing, but I need something a little bit more substantial, a little bit more glue driven. And maybe that's just how I experience love.
Mm-hmm. And that's true too, because I'm even thinking from being like a Cancer as well, like I'm just like in tune with my emotions. So I almost need to feel that in love feeling to know that this is what we're doing. Like, it's not like, you know, you made me mad, I'm over it, but I still love you. Like, after being mad, going back to that in love feeling. So I get your point too, G, but I think me being like, oh my God, I just wanna be, you know, lay up under you and do all these cute things. Like, that's also still like in love with me and being like, oh my God, but you got on my nerves today at the same time, but I'm gonna still lay up under you. It's cool. But I think I need that feeling of being in love when being in a relationship. And I can't do that with somebody else too. What the hell? Who got enough time in the day? Love is a time commitment as well.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
I don't know if you can be in love with two different people. And I think if you are, there's like levels to it, and I don't know if the scale is completely equal. Like,
I could agree with that,
you know, it's like, oh, I love you 51%, but you got my 49 though. But it might not be equal, because, like you said, throughout the day, throughout any relationship, in a month, you're gonna go through so many different emotions and expectations, just running the full gamut of shit that goes on in a relationship. That's why I said I just don't like. Of course, you need to be in love, like, and feel that, but that's just not always what it's gonna be like all the time. I wish,
I wish too.
And you know, and also, now, like, our like Daryl and I, like, our relationships are so different. So I think that's even why, like, as we were talking about this, and I'm like, could you? And I'm really trying to think, like, could I? Because we just fight a lot, like, just point blank, period. Just very strong personalities. That
I was just gonna say, I think also you both have, you know, super fire signs going back to astrology, so it's always like this dominant kind of like conversation and force, and sometimes agreeing and disagreeing. And it's the same thing with us, but it's more of that water where it's like somebody's always going to be submissive. it's just the way the water flows. Like mm-hmm. it's always gonna, somebody's always gonna bend. It may be you, it may be me, but I think for you, the when you got two fire signs, nobody wants to bend.
But I agree with that. I think somebody should, believe it or not.
But then it's like you both gotta want to do that, but somebody actually has to do it.
That part. Then it thinking like
wanting and doing two different damn things now.
Wanting and actually doing it.
Hold on, three different things. Thinking, wanting, and doing are literally three. They're three different things. So I'm there with you with one part. Look, it's the other two that you know we still working on it, child.
Like I could definitely still be mad and Ben and just be like, yeah, you know, pick your battles.
And I think that's easier when, like you said, it's like you do it sometimes, I do it sometimes, or it
right,
could be,
right.
you know, like I've done it the last three times, you've done it the last two. I don't think it necessarily has to be ping pong, but the fact right. that you both are doing it, I think obviously is like why you can do it. And it makes it way easier to bend.
Right.
It's giving steel over here. So it's like,
it's giving swords.
what was the in Game of Thrones, what was the sword that they had to take from
Valerian steel.
Valerian steel. Oh Lord. Child.
Valerian steel.
It is given when my little chubby boy went to go to his father's house and took that what was his name?
Oh, he took the sword.
I keep wanting to call him Cody.
No, I can't remember anyhow. His name. But I know exactly
he was such a good
about.
Man.
He was.
I'm like, I can't
took that kid
oh,
in.
Oh, yeah, he did. He was such a good
Sam.
Man.
Sam.
Wow.
Sam was like, I'm like literally
you
smiling.
Are so great.
Yeah.
Just Sam, fun, bro. Sam. He's so great.
He was the best. Like he really was. Yeah. You know what? I ain't seen Sam in like nothing post Game of Thrones.
Post Game of Thrones. Hopefully he made so much money that he could just go live his life quietly.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's what he wanted.
Hopefully.
Because I'm trying to get Jay-Z money. So
hello.
Let me sell some companies.
I was like, that was my fake. My fake Jay-Z thing. So we asked y'all real quick, like, what did y'all want to hear? Which we might start doing more if it's anything that y'all want to hear. Obviously,
yeah, these responses were good.
Yeah, just let us know. And obviously, if you have a longer form question, submit that to the Oprah Rose Show at gmail.com. And I did not mention, but as always, like, I'm so sorry, y'all. As always, sorry, I picked up the call. Can we read off some of the questions?
Yeah. Let's see.
Baby Shark. Do.
Hey. I know. Sorry, guys. Man.
No, it's all good. That song is so addictive. Go ahead.
Do. Since we talked about Real Housewives of Atlanta, okay, well, actually, T, we'll skip over them. Thoughts on being friends with an ex? Do you have any?
No.
You don't have any thoughts on being friends with an ex? Or
I have no thoughts because I've never been friends with an ex.
You've never been friends with an ex?
Whenever
I think me and T might be the only ones because T is
I feel like cordial, like I'm not calling you to be like, oh my god, did you see that show? Like,
yeah, I guess I also feel like, how do we define friend?
Yeah. Right. I think that could be if it doesn't end poorly, you know, I think just to be cordial with that person that you have spent so much time with is okay. I think it also just depends on your relationship. Like if the person does take issue with it, if they don't, if they do or whatever. So I almost think that's like dependent. Look, going back to bending and whatever in a relationship. And then it's like, is that a deal breaker? If your significant other is like, hey, I don't want you to be friends with this person anymore. And you're like if you start going super duper hard, it's like, well, for the fuck, be with them then. Shit.
Right. If you start going hard about it.
Yeah, this must be on motherfuckers' minds because someone else asked, should you be friends with exes or people you dated in the past if you're in a relationship?
You just got to be completely transparent. You just got to communication. You just got to let people know, like, we're friends. We used to date back in, like, college, but, like, we're friends now. And I need to know what happened in college as well. But then I'm good.
And I think that's if you have a partner that's mature enough to handle that. I don't know if all people, like some men are just not okay with that.
Yeah. And you have to be okay with, I mean, I think it also depends on like the levels of your relationship. Like maybe it was a small thing. Y'all dated back in high school. You know, that shit don't really count. And now y'all really cool and it's platonic.
Right.
You know.
Right. There's so many. It's so many.
So many variables. Different scenarios. Like, yeah.
Like I don't think there's one like clean cut dry response for that. Like I said, if this is someone that now is like your best friend or something like that.
Yeah.
And you know, and I guess you do deem that in a really important relationship and it's not one that you want to give up, then it's like, okay, now maybe I should have to, you know, is my partner, is this really the person that I want? Because I got to give up somebody else. So it's a lot of like I said, no one answered for that question.
I think it's very situational to your situation and your partner and your relationship with that friend. If you're willing to fight for that friend, that's another conversation, but it shouldn't feel like a fight. You should have already been kind of like talking to your partner about the fact that y'all have a history so that it's not a fight.
Fair.
What's that? What's some other
I'll tell you what I'm not doing. I'm not running down all of these niggas. The list is too long, so.
Niggas don't know body counts and lists.
Yeah, I don't believe anybody should. I don't believe in that, though, at all. Like, unless it comes up and you have to have, like, interactions.
I'm cool with everybody. There's nobody that I'm not cool with, but I'm not, like, also hanging out on the phone. I'm not, like, doing any of those things. Yeah. So, yeah, you got a problem with a motherfucker leaving a comment on my photo on Instagram, then you are psycho.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna lie, I don't know how comfortable I would
be. And they don't even leave comments on my photos.
Yeah, but I would not be comfortable with one, you being friends with an ex, like unless it's like y'all got business or kids together. I would not be comfortable with you having like a very serious relationship with an ex. And then why is that bitch commenting on your page? Like, I don't like none of that. Like, if I'm being honest, I just thought about it. I was like, I don't like none of that. No.
It could just be a fire emoji.
You said what?
It could just be like a fire emoji. Like, no. It don't have to be nothing.
Look, no. Keep that to yourself. Or like, you know how men, like, sometimes they, like, they'll send it
but
to
he,
you.
But he can't control that.
But you can.
So you supposed to tell the girl that you don't, that you just cool with, y'all, like cool with, you're not friends, like we, if I see you in the streets, we cool to not comment on my Instagram photo. It's giving insecure.
Mm-hmm. It probably is.
It's giving insecure.
She pulling, my sister's pulling up.
But yeah, I don't, it's like also what it ain't that damn fire. Like why
maybe they're celebrating a collaboration with Jay-Z. Like, bro.
Then you better put the 100. I also am one of those people, like, I think certain emojis mean things, then you better put the motherfucking battery sign or 100. Don't put any fucking fire. Like, no. Mm-mm.
Fire is that's a problem. That's so crazy.
Because now you like it hot. Oh, hell no. No.
You like it hot. I don't like it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I, like, just thought about it. And I was like, no, I don't like that. Like,
now I somebody- see problem. I see why y'all got problems. This is crazy, child. I feel sorry for him a little bit. The fuck?
But that's also the thing. You have to find somebody that thinks like you. You know? So otherwise, it's not going to work. So if y'all both feel like that, it's like, cool.
Then you have no problem regulating that.
Exactly. This is what works for us because you got an issue with it and I got an issue with it. So there is no issue. It's don't let it happen.
Now you're giving me too hot. Okay, that was a hot topic.
Actually, like I said, I'll have to say, no, I don't like it.
No friends, you cannot be friends with exes and they cannot comment on your social media.
Mind you, I'm a whole liar, but like, I mean, I don't know. It's very conditional. We're just going to move on to the topic.
Any advice on friendship breakups?
That one's rough.
Yeah.
I don't have any advice necessarily, except be kind to yourself during it. I don't know if you were on the the side that wanted to end it or did something, or the other side that was like, you know, affected by something. But I mean, I think friendship breakups are honestly sometimes worse than relationship breakups, especially if you longevity. It's different. It's a different type of love, if we go back to love and being in love. But just be kind to yourself through that process. I'm sure that's tough.
Yeah. And I think just like any relationship breakup, like you said, like also don't just try to go out and like replace somebody as your new BFF up to be like, try to fill that void. Like you said, with any breakup, I think you just really, it's going to be highs and lows. And sometimes you just got to like sit in the low. Right. And like you said, just be really, really kind and give yourself grace to process and go through it.
I don't know that I've like experienced a friendship breakup like that, like where it was what I will say is that, you know, my kid's dad and I were really, really good friends, like super, super close, like to the point where every time he moved, I was helping in some way, shape, or form, like weird shit, you know, like, oh, you didn't buy a comforter or you didn't get a comforter, you know, like we were really, really good friends. And then when we explored a romantic relationship and it didn't work, you lose the friend per se. So, you know, I don't, but they're still like, obviously because we co-parent, so we still, you know, communicate regularly, but that like void of friendship is, it's gone, you know, and I don't know that I have advice for that. It is really just, it is what it is. And that's also like kind of a special friend situation. I don't know that it's the one that, you know, is being referred to in the question that was asked. So.
Wow. They're not easy breakups in any capacity.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to minimize anybody going through a breakup, but like think of you like lose like your hairdresser or your eyebrow girl or something like that. Like any of those types of relationship breakups are just really, really bad. If you gotta like go with somebody that you've been going to for a long time. I don't like that. You know, I don't really like change. I like change, but not a lot of change like that. So
yeah, that's change.
Because we'll do one more.
Final one. Yeah. You want to ask one?
Let's do how to deal with an incompetent manager stunting your growth.
That's the one I was looking at.
Yeah. Do you run the HR? Is that a thing?
That's tough. So it's tough. You know, that is one of those situations where unfortunately, I do still believe in a chain of command. And, you know, I don't know how bad or, you know, worse, if you will, the relationship is. But I think that is a conversation that you try to have with the manager first. You know, like, is there anything that I guess that I could do differently? You know, do you have any tips, advice, you know, on how I can continue to grow my career here? Now, if they like a hating ass person, yes, it's time to go to HR. And I don't know the structure of the company, but maybe it is giving like, you know, and especially, you know, once you start taking things to HR, that becomes a whole other
situation. That's a whole other ball game. Yeah.
It's a whole other ball game. So if it's maybe, you know, the type of company where you can report to somebody else or you get switched to another team or something. But I would have that, you know, that's hard to have a conversation with someone that you're having the conversation with the problematic person, which is harder.
Yeah.
Like, but you know, you still do it in a way that is
hopefully
solutions oriented and gets you to a point where you can find a solution and respectful too.
I completely agree.
Then after that, it's giving. Now I'm going to everybody's boss.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's to your point, too. That's how you like cross your T's and dot your I's, too. It's it's not only like solution oriented, but it's also like cover your ass. Like set those, you know, honestly, to make it a little bit more like finer, you can, schedule that time, maybe schedule like a 3-month check-in after that, like based off progress. If you're outside of your like review cycle, you don't have to, one of my previous bosses told me before, like, you don't have to wait for your review to welcome feedback or to encourage that from your boss. And maybe that is a way to have a conversation starter, because maybe your boss, not everyone who is a manager doesn't necessarily know how to lead people. And so sometimes you, or manage people. So sometimes you have to manage up. And I absolutely hate that fucking concept. I think it's stupid, but it, at the same time, it's not. Because if they don't know how to manage to you, they'll never know. Right. So sometimes it may not be like a malicious stunting your growth. And this is just me hypothetically off of that question. It may not be a malicious stunting your growth. It may not, it may just be they don't know how to manage appropriately to you.
Yeah. I think another thing too, outside of that, is documenting. Like, I think a big thing is, like, you know, creating like a Google Doc or a Word doc, and like, literally, like, I did a one-on-one with my, you know, boss at, on this day, this is what we talked about, this is what we didn't talk about, this is the plan that we have in motion, so that when you go to HR, you almost have this, like, backup to be like, hey, like, this is not working, and this is the reasons why, and I document it of why it's not working. Yeah. You can't just run to HR and be like, oh my god, my boss hates me. Like, okay, I need a little
No. So definitely have a plan.
Yeah.
If you can, you definitely have a plan. So,
aww. Oh, the hell, Godspeed.
I know. I just hope that helped, because you know there's a lot going on in the world. I don't need you. I need everybody going up, like, you know. So,
and getting stuck.
Okay, because if it's up, then it's stuck, huh?
I need to go up. Shit, up,
then it's stuck. I love that song so much.
So do I.
Like, so much.
Gym song.
So much, such a good song. Well, I have been, oddly enough, I don't know why, like, Anaconda played earlier as I was taking a bar class, and then it was just playing, I think after we recorded, and I was going off. Like, I'm about to add Anaconda, Nikki, to all my workout playlists.
Anaconda.
I know, it's so odd. Come like, on, I TV couldn't TV. Even do the workout because I was so busy dancing.
Okay. Don't want none unless you got buzz, huh? Come on.
Nikki went off though.
She did.
She went off.
Nikki the doll. She just, you know, got a personality disorder.
Psycho. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just gonna pray for her.
Yeah, she's just like,
yikes. It's giving yikes.
She is literally yikes.
Yikes.
She is yikes.
She's yikes. Literally.
No. Well, the quote. Quote of the day is, people romanticize success but dread the effort it takes to get there. The manifestation you're looking for is in the work you're avoiding. That's from Every Stylish Girl, but it's a tweet from Curly Q. Something, I think that's what it's saying. But yeah, you got to put in the work.
You got to work hard for it.
You cannot avoid the process. Like, you got to, as much as you don't want to do the work, you still got to do it. Like, you got to do the shit that you want to do and the shit that you don't want to do.
Oh.
That's
it. Wow. Well, wow. I heard words.
I cannot. Well, we'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.